President Bush last night raised money for his brother Jeb's campaign for re-election as governor of Florida. The downtown Washington event was a success, but the evening was not without its clouds for the president and his party. News of a criminal investigation into the Enron Corporation by the Justice Department is likely to mean new questions for the Bush administration. The Labor Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission already are conducting civil investigations, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
September 11th still overshadows everything in Washington, but the new year is an election year. Control of the House and Senate are very much up for grabs, and President Bush would also like Republicans to hold as many governorships as possible. So it's no surprise that he has resumed the time-honored practice of raising money for his party. It should also come as no surprise that the first candidate to benefit is his brother Jeb. Here's the president last night speaking to contributors who paid $500 each to hear him.
These are serious times that face our nation, and these serious times require serious leaders. And you're here to support a really good, serious man.
The tone was more serious than is typical for such events. In a 10-minute speech, he talked about the war in Afghanistan, and he spoke of the crash of a U.S. military plane in the region earlier in the day.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the families of the soldiers, but I want to remind them that the cause that we are now engaged in is just and noble. The cause is freedom.
The White House said that the president's resumption of fundraising does not mean there will be a return to politics as usual in Washington, adding that it's really a sign of America's strength that even in a time of crisis, campaigns are held and people choose who they like and democracy moves forward. Jeb Bush had this to say when asked about the president's first fundraising event since the terrorist attacks.
I think he had an obligation early on, particularly, to stay focused as he has so magnificently on his duties as Commander-in-Chief. As time goes on, I think it's appropriate to slowly get back to helping other candidates, and I'm glad I'm the first one out of the box.
The new year finds the president feeling comfortable enough to resume his political activities, but also returning maybe some of the political burdens the White House had laid aside in the months of crisis after 9/11. There's the recession. The president will meet with his economic advisors today, the second such session this week. Among the corporations experiencing a tough winter, none is more potentially troublesome for the president than Enron Corporation. The giant Texas energy marketing firm was worth $85 a share a year ago. Now Enron stock is worth less than a dollar, and thousands of company employees are out billions of dollars. But top executives of the firm appear to have cashed out early, including Enron chairman Ken Lay, a longtime Bush family contributor and advisor. The advisory relationship continued well into last year. This week, aides to Vice President Dick Cheney acknowledged that he or his staff had met with Lay or other Enron officials six times while developing an energy policy last year. The White House has been distancing itself since Enron began its descent into bankruptcy, but the association may not be so easy to shed. Last night, sources inside the Justice Department told reporters that a criminal investigation into Enron had begun. Congressional hearings are coming as well. And White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been fielding increasingly pointed questions about Enron. This exchange is from yesterday afternoon.
Can the administration say categorically that no one in the White House ever discussed Enron's financial situation with the company?
Kelly, I'm not aware of anybody in the White House who discussed Enron's financial situation. David?
Fleischer had for weeks referred all Enron-related questions to the Treasury Department, indicating it's not a White House matter. But there appears to be a reassessment of that approach. Last night, Fleischer told a wire service reporter that the White House considered it important for the Enron probe to go forward. He even said new policies may soon be proposed so that something like Enron can never happen again. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.